About 13, 15 players. Seattle's man. I know everybody wants to talk to the quarterbacks, but I'll speak for them. Yeah, I'll answer any question as best I can about the quarterback situation. You're not gonna get any answer. Nope, not today. Not that they can't handle it. But okay, go ahead. Yeah, today was I'll probably call it an uneven performance. I thought we had practiced better at quarterback in some of the earlier practices. I didn't think today we were particularly sharp. But, it's just a spring practice, so there's a lot of teachable moments that we can take from here. But I didn't think we were really as sharp quarterback-wise. We made a few plays, but they played better, and we'll play better.
Not really seem to have some decent moments out there, though. Is it a good thing for him making sure that he's got a full grasp on the offense?
Yeah, a grasp of the offense, and the other part, John, is probably the recognition of the defense. And a little bit today was the only day of spring practice that the quarterbacks weren't alive, which you'd think this would be just the opposite. You let them be live here, but they got banged around a little bit and did a nice job. So that limits a little bit because is the defense slowing down when they're chasing them, or is the quarterback slowing down? But our biggest thing with quarterbacks, I think particularly Tate and Denard are getting a pretty good grasp of what we're doing, but understanding the defenses and how the defense is playing on certain plays, we're still got to go a little ways to go with that, but they've gotten better.
Why did you go with the rotation in the order?
Really no particular order. I mean, it's, and I'm not just giving you a coach speak that it's truly wide open, but it is. I mean, the competition, the quarterback is wide open. Tate and Denard are a little bit ahead of Devin. They got a little more experience in it. And Denard, overall, in the spring, has probably had a few better practices than Tate has. So we thought he deserved the first rep because he's probably been a little bit more consistent this spring. But the competition will go on, and I'm hoping that we'll have it, and I expect to have it at more positions as well in the fall. And that was one of our goals, is to create some competition in each position. Well, be able to, you want a guy to be able to make plays and make good decisions and be able to execute the offense. I know that sounds simplistic, but if you have the ability as a quarterback to extend a play, if the initial part of the play doesn't work and it breaks down, if you can extend a play like those guys can, that's a bonus. But initially, you want to just be able to execute the offense, whether it's a run play or a pass play or what have you, and be smart with the ball. One of our emphases this spring has been eliminating the turnovers and negative yardage plays. We had way too many turnovers and negative yardage plays. And one disappointing part about today, we had a couple fumbles, and we've done a really good job of that all spring, but today wasn't good.
Did you say you're coming out of spring still pretty wide open in terms of running backs?
Yeah, with the running back position, I mean, there's just about all of them. Again, because we had a number of guys out this spring with injuries, which is, you hate to see that, but at the same time, it makes you feel good when everybody's healthy. In August, we'll have more guys competing, but we'll have a deeper football team, I believe, starting in August than we did sitting here today.
How important was
Jake
overall in the last practice? How important?
I've probably said before that the three scrimmages you have in the spring are all probably equal importance, and this one, the last scrimmage we had, would be just as important as this one. But this one with a nice crowd and really the players being out on the field without any coaches around telling them what to do, it's critical to see how much they can retain and go without us telling them every move. And so we'll learn a little bit like that. And I'm sure some of the younger guys that played for the first time, they had a few nerves and what have you. But it's an important one, but it's not, the only evaluator for us in the spring.
Is it fair to say that maybe it's even more so just for the fan base?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have this continue to grow. I thought it was a terrific crowd with a little bit of a cool day and raised a lot of money for a great cause. And hopefully if in the future we have good weather and our fans stay excited, we'll get a big crowd to come out. But I was really tickled to death with the turnout and the attentiveness of the crowd to the scrimmage. And I know our players really appreciate it as well.
Did you hear the roar of the crowd when Devin came out on the field?
No, I haven't had enough double headsets on for good reason. I don't hear much of anything. So I know I get a lot of advice as well. That's probably a good thing. But with those double headsets, usually the only guy I'm hearing are the coaches and Calvin McGee.
You think that was just nerves with him to, you know, set him off that fumble at first?
I hope that's what it was. It probably was. I think he was a little nervous, and some of the other early enrollees, you know, the five or six guys that were normally in high school at this time playing in the big house were probably a little nervous, but it was good to get that out of the way.
Jeremy Gamlin made a couple of plays. Just a good day for him, or is this something that you might be able to lead on?
Yeah, he's had a really productive spring. He was redshirted last year, and you know, he had time to work in the weight room and get his body ready, but right now he's in the leading camp to be a punt returner and return kicks, and then he's learning that slot position pretty well. He's a talented guy, and we can move him around a little bit, and there's no question he'll be in the rotation.
All year last year, you were talking about Denard's ability to throw, and he got the bait really
saw him. Yeah, I think he's going to keep getting better. He's always had the ability to throw it. It's just some of his fundamentals and techniques. Coach Smith has done a good job with him, because sometimes he'll be throwing it over that way, but his hips are pointing that way. And he's been able to get by with it. But now, you know, with everybody and everything moving a little bit faster, he had to get his form and his technique a little bit more centered. And he's done a good job of that. And he's still learning the offense. We got to remember that he's just a first-year player. And he and Tate got to play some as true freshmen, which doesn't happen very often. And they got some experience. But I think they'll continue to grow, be better in the fall.
How do you feel about your
place? I guess I'll use that word uneven again. You know, some days it was good. I tried to help their confidence by going with the wind early, and we made a few kicks, but it's still a situation that is completely wide open. I think Brendan Gibbons kicked the ball better today. Our punting situation, we didn't have too many that landed in between the white lines, which is concerning, but we've got the guy we signed coming in, and you know, we did some work on it this spring and did a lot of work on field goals and extra points, but that's an area of concern, and hopefully we'll get better at that in August.
Gibbons punted a little bit today. Is that the guy going to go back and forth between the jobs?
Probably not. We really didn't have, other than one walk-on punter, and Seth has really, Brokhausen has done a really good, nice job all spring. You know, he didn't punt today like he's capable, but he's really had a pretty good spring. But Brendan's got a strong leg, and so we tried a little bit. But he'll probably, with Will Haggard coming in, I would have suspected Brendan will stay just a kicker.
Did you ever think of letting Tate punt?
He did today.
But it seems like every time he does, he's fairly successful.
Yeah, he kicked a good one today. And we've got, you know, we've used that it before. But normally I wouldn't show something a little different in spring, but because we've done that before. But he's a pretty talented punter. He's pretty good at it. It's just a little different. I mean, those other guys got about 18 or 20 periods of practice to work on it. I'd rather take working on some other things. I know.
Your quarterback situation, are you pleased where it is coming out of spring? Where is it?
I'm pleased that they've gotten better. Now, nobody has kind of taken the position and grabbed it, but I was hoping that more than one guy would anyway. But I think Denard has certainly made some big leaps this spring. I think Tate's gotten better, even though he's got some work to do, as does Denard. And Devin, for being here 15 practices, has really learned pretty well. I think they all have a little ways to go, but it's a very, very competitive situation. And I don't know if it'll be solved as far as who's the number one guy by the first game. It may or may not. We'll see in August practice. But I hope there's more than one that we feel that we can win with, and I think it will be.
Is there one that's number one right now?
And if it was, I wouldn't tell you. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't. Taylor's played pretty well. He and Michael Schofield, the two young freshman tackles, have both played pretty well. Perry Dorenstein's been out with the back, so Perry hopefully will be healthy. And what we've got now with Taylor and Michael progressing is we've got two more guys that can be in that rotation. Again, not only at that position, but several others. We've got to play more people with our type of schedule, and I think we'll be able to. I think we've got better fundamentally, even though after I have to watch the film, I didn't think we tackled and was as physical today as we were in other practices. And I don't know what the cause of that was. Maybe it was because we weren't tackling the quarterbacks. I don't know. But we had tackled better. One of our things we wanted to get better defensively is getting to the ball, getting off blocks, and tackling better. And I don't know if we did a particularly good job of that today, but I think throughout the spring we have gotten better. And, you know, we were really simple today scheme-wise, and I think our guys are grasping, you know, what we want to do that way, but we've got to get better fundamentally in August.
Even though there's still obviously competition, do you feel like you have more pieces out of this offense by far than you've had before?
Yeah, that would be a correct assessment. I mean, more guys that are ready to play, whether they're in a slot position or running back or quarterback. You know, at least at quarterback, you have guys that have played a little football, played in the big stage, and got some experience. And as they've got more experience, our expectations go higher. So maybe we're a little hard on them sometimes, but it's because, as I tell them when I sit and visit with them, it's because they've played, and the more they play, the more we expect out of them. Wolfolk's injury, he broke a finger in the last practice trying to break up a pass, and it was one of those that kind of, I guess, protruded through the skin or something. But so he had a really good spring, but he'll be fine. And Mike Barton, when he's healthy, which he'll be in August, will be start off at the nose guard position. But he'll play, you know, some of his other, you know, tackle and nose as well. I don't know who the starter's going to be. But we moved Adam Patterson in there as well. So Adam Patterson's going to play nose and tackle. And Will Cam will play nose and tackle. And Mike Martin will play nose and tackle. You know, hopefully we'll have more of a rotation involved there.
Do you feel like you've got quite a few answers out of this spring for a bunch of personnel?
Overall, yes. Probably not as many answers as I would like to have, but probably as many as you could normally expect in 15 practices.
Do you get positive or negative answers?
Mostly positive. A few concerns, but every coach in America will probably tell you at the end of spring they have a few concerns. I have a few, but I feel a lot more positive generally. And I really like the attitude and the chemistry of the team is really good right now. And I would hope that when we start back up in August, it will continue down that path. But I think we found a few more guys that can help us in different areas. And I think our team is getting closer and closer each day they work together. So the overall, it was a really good spring.
What was the biggest surprise? There were no real big negative surprises,
but you know, there were some a few positive surprises were some of the position moves I mentioned earlier, Cam Gordon, Mark Mundros, defensively, the play of our corners, you know, throughout the spring has been a pleasant surprise, you know, but we thought they had the capability of doing that. And then some of the young guys, some of the early enrollees, you know, Gerald Robinson and Stephen Hopkins were two guys that enrolled early, and both of them, as I sit here today, look like they're going to play some for us this fall.
Do you feel like you know who your running back is? I know you'll have more than one.
We're going to have more than one, and that's, you know, I think we have, you know, Mike Shaw has got some experience. Mike Cox has been had some good moments this spring, but he's still got a ways to go. But I mentioned Stephen Hopkins and Fitz Toussaint. Fitz was a redshirt freshman, and he's had a really good spring. So he'll be in the rotation as well. The coaches, we have you know, 1 week, and then a week from Monday, the coaches, the assistant coaches, will be on the road for junior evaluation.
One question, of course, if you feel like his improvisational ability is even
Yeah, they probably ran around more today than they did other practices, and I'm not sure. I got to watch the film and see if they had to do that. Again, we don't mind them extending the play if the original play's not there. But if they're running around and they have the original play there and they misread or something, then that's something we got to get corrected. And again, until I watch the film, you know, it's kind of hard to evaluate. But, you know, you don't want to take their ability away to make a play, but at the same time, if the initial play is there, the offensive execution is there, then it's a little bit better. But you know, we hope that that their discipline and within the framework of the offense continues to grow this year.
With these guys and how close they are, are you comfortable playing multiple quarterbacks?
Yeah, if we have two guys that we feel we can win with, we'll play two guys. I've done it in the past, and you know, we did it some last year. Our biggest hope is that they just continue to prove. And having competition sometimes will continue to elevate those guys. And you know, everybody wants, I know we've talked over way too much about the quarterbacks. I mean, this is, I know everybody's interested in that. But listen, they're just like, I know it's different than the other positions because that's the focal point of everybody's offense. But, you know, our key is getting our team better. And if the quarterbacks get better, certainly we'll get better. But, you know, that competition will be ongoing. That's why I don't want anybody, and I certainly will tell the quarterbacks to kind of, or whatever, for lack of a better word, stir it up. Who's starting today? Who's starting tomorrow? I just want them to worry about getting better each and every day. I don't want them worried about who's taking the reps for the first group or second. Just keep getting better. And when we get closer to UConn game week, it'll be sorted out.
Why not make
them fail? Why? Because I'm more experienced in talking about the situation.
What was Pat White like after his second spring?
Pat was probably, taken back a few years now, this is a few years back, because he redshirted his first year. He would have been about where Denard is. And Pat, probably shows how smart I was, his redshirt year, he didn't become the starter. He was alternating until about midseason when he had an injury. Then he took the job and just took off with it. You know, he progressed and got better each week. And now that's what I expect Tate and Denard and Devin Alder to do.
You have more experience than the others.
Certainly, because they played as freshmen. And you want to, even though it's not all positive experience, I think you can learn from some of the tough times too, and I think your guys are doing that.
It's not an obvious comparison since he's been on campus, Denard, but how much have you seen Denard?
You see some similarities. I think, you know, Pat was a lefty, so we geared some of the other things toward him being a lefty, but they have a lot of the same qualities. You know, certainly guys that can run and throw and bring a certain dynamic and explosion to that position. So they do bring a lot of similarities. But Pat was really good. I mean, to compare him anyway. I mean, Pat may have been the best college quarterback in the country for a couple of years there. Finished his career as one of the best ever. So tough to compare with that. Our guys still got a ways to go to reach that level.
Guys, I'd like to get Coach
Cole. Okay, thanks, guys.
I got Barb's going to set up the first time. We got so many players coming in right now. Barb, you want to take it?
Okay.